It's Monday, April 8th, 2013. I'm Alex Jones, and this is InfoWars Nightly News.
Tonight, Joe Biden calls for a new world order, and MSNBC says your kids belong to the collective.
We have to break through our kind of private idea that kids belong to their parents.
Plus, WikiLeaks releases the Kissinger cables. All that and more up next on the InfoWars Nightly News.
First off tonight, we look at the accelerating attack on the Bill of Rights and Constitution under the collectivist tyrants that have seized control of the United States for their foreign offshore banker masters. Now, this comes out of Suffolk County, New York, and Long Island Firearms is reporting it, as well as a local Patch publication. Dad's pistol license pulled after son makes water gun threat in school. Reportedly, bullies were beating him up, and he said, "I'll get you with my water gun." Endless video game violence, violence on TV, you name it, but you point your fingers and say, boom, you're kicked out of school. You have a bubble gun, you're kicked out of school. And then now your parents have their guns taken. And the father asked the police, "When do I get my guns back?" And they said, "Well, your son's 10. When he's 18 and moved out of the house, then he can." Even though the guns were locked up in a gun safe. This is unconstitutional. They're using the 20 dead from Sandy Hook with 60-minute propaganda pieces to try to guilt all of us for 20 dead when governments have killed 260-plus million in the last century and government is arming itself to the teeth and has bodyguards. I mean, this is just amazing. This is a criminal instinct to demonize the Second Amendment in this country. And they're also, as we covered last week, the ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center, and other groups that work for foreign banks and are demonizing Americans that don't collaborate with the globalist takeover. I believe this is really happening. They've now come out in a Fox News piece that the Army is teaching the military members that Christians, period, Catholics, evangelical Christians, are the same as Al-Qaeda and are extremists. Think about how insane this is. We can scroll down and actually show you the training manual where they're saying Catholics, evangelical Christians, are listed right beside Al-Qaeda. And this is just all calmly being done. And they also say in these manuals that if you talk about the New World Order and say mega banks are taking over America, you're also an extremist terrorist. I mean, of course the enemy that's taking over America that already has seized the government is saying you are a extremist terrorist if you're aware of what they're doing. I mean, you can pull up where the military is trying to, quote, take on the Tea Party. Well, then what do they say to this? Joe Biden was speaking at the Import-Export Bank on Friday in D.C., and CNBC covered this as well, talking about global governance and talked about a new world order. Here's that clip.
The affirmative task we have now is to actually create a new world order, because the global order is changing again. And the institutions and the rules that worked so well in the post-World War II era for decades, they need to be strengthened, and some have to be changed. So we have to do what we do best. We have to lead. We have to lead. We have to update the global rules. It's overwhelmingly in our interest that China prosper, that Mongolia prosper, that nations big and large, east and west. We have to level the playing field.
Now, one big telltale part of any authoritarian takeover, whether it's fascist or communist, ancient Roman, is that the state says they control the children and a lot of times takes the children and actually raises them to be children of the state. The Soviet Union's been doing this for 60, 70 years. Still, the Russian Federation takes kids from good families and turns them into their tax police and secret police. And now MSNBC, in an official promo, is coming out with their host and saying that your kids belong to the collective. And that we've got to get past this private idea that your children belong to you. And they're already giving kids inoculations and abortions without parental consent at age 10 out in California. This is happening in Europe. Jocelyn Elders wanted to teach pre-kindergartners how to masturbate and said the government would have to reach down and help them. I mean, again, it's all about dominating you. The Texas State Police pull you over and ram their hand up your rear end now and then go to another person with the same glove and do it. Looking for drugs the government shipped in. It's all about TSA groping your wife, your kids, dragging your crying kid off to a private rape room. This is what they are, just a cult of nobody scum that enjoys dominating everybody. And I, for one, am breaking out of the matrix. I'm done. Speaking of criminals, let's go ahead and go to the next guy. Sorry, I have trouble talking teleprompter free when I see stuff like that. Illegal we do immediately, Kissinger said. Unconstitutional takes a little longer. Kissinger in new WikiLeaks documents, 1.7 million documents have been released, and it's just Kissinger and others foaming at the mouth about different types of criminal activities they were involved in, like, you know, adding poison to your tap water to dumb you down. I mean, just anything you can imagine to carry out criminal operations against the American people. In this case, it was Turkish and people in Cyprus. There you go. I'm sorry. I get that off the screen. If you knew about Bohemian Grove, folks, you know how funny that really is. Kissinger probably actually pay extra for that. Okay. I hadn't seen that. Marcos, did you make that? Oh, my God. Oh, let's move along here. Margaret Thatcher dies at 87 after stroke, and a lot of people demonize her, and I don't think she was perfect by a long, long stretch, but Jim Tucker knew her and talked to her, and she said she hated Bilderberg and that it was great that Bilderberg targeted her and got her kicked out of office, so... Interesting, on the case of Margaret Thatcher dying of a stroke at 87. The Iron Lady, as she was known, has gone on to meet her maker at the Gudrudamarang Ragnarok. All right, shifting gears. Hail Britannia, Britannia rule the waves. England taken over as the command base of the New World Order a long time ago. Not the British people, but the corrupt city of London within London is the model for global governance today. And what do they not like? They like gold themselves, but they tell you that you shouldn't be into gold. But Bloomberg reports trust in gold, not Bernanke, as U.S. states promote bullion. And distrust of the federal government and concerns that U.S. dollars may become worthless are fueling a push in more than a dozen states to recognize gold and silver as legal tender. Arizona, Utah, the list goes on and on. I guess everyone's becoming extremist. Even if the ADL says we're all bad, we're not listening to them. Well, we are listening to them and realizing that all the anti-American garbage coming out of there just shows how late things have gotten. And finally, before we go to break and come back with... a thought criminal arrested for filming police in Austin, an interview that Jakari Jackson is chomping at the bit to do here in a moment. Obamacare takes friendly fire. Delays in implementing popular pieces of Obamacare, which you're never going to get implemented, are hurting it with Democrats. And, of course, now it's coming out that it doubles the cost of health care, doesn't cover pre-existing conditions, but still the diehard faithful don't understand that big foreign megabanks control the insurance companies and own most of them and wrote Obamacare with Romney. So beautifully done scam job. The fix is in. The whole thing scripted. And now the eugenics care is taking over with the death panels. First, there wasn't death panels. And then, of course, then they now admit there are death panels. Of course, it's in the bill. That, oh, you're above 65? No eye surgery. Oh, you need that knee taken care of? Oh, no. We all pay into the collective now, and we decide you don't. And by the way, let's kill children up to age 3, Journal of Bioethics, and let's do all that because we care. It's not because we're authoritarians. I mean, we got a Peace Prize. I mean, it's liberal. Everything's okay. Unbelievable information. All right, I want to give you the daily quote here by Martin Luther King, who said we should be colorblind. MSNBC obsesses on color all day as a part of divide and conquer. The ultimate tragedy is not the oppression and cruelty by the bad people, but the silence over that by the good people. Yes, Martin Luther King was right. That is what enables that. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to go to break and come back with the police state rolling forward. I just want to remind all the great viewers on InfoWars Nightly News all the viewers on InfoWarsNews.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, that the fact that you're subscribers and the fact that your membership is good for 11 people with that username and passcode to log in simultaneously, I want to remind you that you're funding much of our news division and future films we're making and much of the radio side of things. And you're reaching millions of new people every week, 15 million total one way or another. Most of them regular listeners, but several million every week in different ways. And so thank you for being subscribers and being part of Operation Awaken the Sleeping Giant. And make sure you have a unique username passcode just for PrisonPlanet.tv. You can change it on there or call customer service if you need that done. You know, make sure you don't give your username and passcode to people if it's one you use for other stuff. Create a unique one and send it as a gift to friends and family. Hey, go watch this film, The Obama Deception, in high def at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame in high def. See the nightly news in decent quality stream res or in high def once it's archived each day. And more than 50 films like Strategic Relocation, our latest. Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. The power of you giving the membership, probably give it to like 20 other people. 11 can log in simultaneously. And so share it with people and tell them, hey, are you using that membership? Are you checking out the documentaries? Tell them, hey, hardcore, powerful information that Big Brother doesn't want you to know. It's all up there on PrisonPlanet.tv. And even better, if you've got the money and want to support us, go buy five or six memberships that are master memberships. You know, six memberships would be, you know, 60-something memberships. Buy 10 memberships. That'd be 100-plus memberships. And then give it to people you know and say, hey, this is really 11 memberships. Share this with people. Here's the username passcode. And then you wake up a bunch of people with hardcore info, and you fund us getting more reporters, video editors, camera people, researchers, proofreaders, just all of it. So again, this is something really special we're all doing together, and I want to thank all the PrisonPlanet.tv members. If you're watching us, because this gets posted the next day to YouTube, or most of it does, YouTube's doing everything they can to kick us off YouTube. And our goal is to reach people, so I'm pleased as punch that millions of people a week watch us on YouTube one way or another. But that may not always be there. So support the original platform. And if you are a YouTube viewer, be sure and get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. I mean, look at the trolls. Look at the attacks. Look at the White House attacking us and attacking Drudge Report. Because we're the only opposition, and we're strong opposition. And we cheerfully go forward against the enemy. Here on the very front lines, ladies and gentlemen, this is the real deal. That's why they go, oh, there's not bullets, there's not a New World Order, there's not 50 million people on food stamps. They think you're stupid. I know otherwise. So spread the word, Operation Awaken the Sleeping Giant. We'll be right back with Jakari Jackson.
Jakari Jackson here, and I want to talk to you for a second about water. You know about ProPure, our flagship water purification system, but check out some of our portable water filter products at InfoWarsStore.com. The clearly filtered water pitcher. Also, for those of you on the go, we have the Athlete Edition filtered water bottle and the RAD Eliminator Pro filtered sports bottle that removes radiation. And keep in mind, we have replacement filters for all of these products. The ever popular grab and go bag favorite, the Life Straw. The Crystal Quest shower filter system and the Aquapod kit, great for mass storage of water. And while you're at the InfoWars shop, pick up a copy of our latest book, 31 Days to Survival. You can find all this and more at the InfoWarsStore.com. And don't forget, it's your support that funds our operation. Sign up for our free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter.
I'm Darren McBreen, and these are some of the new items that are available now at InfoWarsShop.com.
Alert the public to Obama's blatant abuse of power with the new Obama t-shirt. Obama's Joker face on the front and come and take it on the back. It's time to publicly call him out for what he is, a tyrant. Defend the Second Amendment with our top seller come and take it t-shirts. And look at that, women's cut tank tops and t-shirts now available. Nice hat. Plus, the Don't Tread on Me flag. And now you can become a micro distributor of the InfoWars magazine. Plus, get your own copy delivered right to your door each and every month. And if you're tired like I am of you and your family being exposed to polluted drinking water, get the Pro One High Performance Water Filter. It gets rid of all pathogenic bacteria, cysts, fluoride, heavy metals, and numerous other contaminants.
So join the revolution at InfoWarsShop.com.
Our guest tonight is Antonio Beeler, a local Austin activist, and he'll be joining us to talk about his recent indictment for filming police. He joins us now in studio. Thanks for joining us, Antonio.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you.
Okay, now tell us about your recent indictment.
Well, so I was arrested last New Year's Day, 2012, and it took them over a year to take the case to the grand jury. And then about 4 weeks ago, the grand jury finally convened, and it took them 4 weeks for them to finally come out with the decision, and the grand jury ultimately decided not to indict me on the felony charge, basically every charge that they initially threw at me, and they ended up indicting me on four Class C misdemeanors, each one for failure to obey a lawful order.
Okay, now for our viewers who may not be familiar with your case, can you go through the specifics of that?
Sure. On New Year's Day 2012, I was the designated driver. I was driving my buddy home. We were going to fill up with gas, and we pulled into the 7-Eleven in downtown Austin, and we saw a DUI stop in progress. We observed the DUI stop in progress, but there was no reason for us to stick around once we were finished filling up. And so we were getting ready to leave, and that's when Robert Snyder yanked the woman, who was a female passenger in the car, out of the car and threw her to the ground. She had committed no crime. And then Patrick Aborski joined in. They started twisting her arms behind her back in a torture move. I tried to take pictures with my BlackBerry. She saw me, and then she begged me to please record it, and so I started yelling at the cops, stop assaulting her. She didn't do anything wrong. And Patrick Aborski then assaulted me and ultimately claimed that I spit in his face, which is a third-degree felony, carries 2 to 10 years.
Mm-hmm. Now, about how far, when you first saw the incident, how far were you when you first observed it, and then when you started to engage the officers verbally, about how far do you think you were?
Maybe 30 feet away.
Okay, so you weren't in direct interference. Like, maybe you were, you know, shouting at them, but you weren't directly, physically interfering with the investigation.
That's right. We were there. They took no issue with us being there filming filling up the truck, and it was only once I started yelling at the cops that they took issue with it.
Okay. And you said she was being tortured. Can you explain the torture move?
Yeah, it's called strappado, and that's basically when you twist someone's arms behind their back and lift them up from the wrist area. And it tends to rip, you know, the rotator cuff. And they've done this, you know, throughout history. The Spanish Inquisition, for example, they do this as a way of torturing people.
Okay. Now, how did you first hear about the indictment?
I got a call from a local radio station, and they wanted to do an interview.
So is there any protocol? Are you supposed to be contacted by the police or the state, or... Well, is there any way that you're supposed to be contacted?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. And this was a pretty high-profile case, so I was able to be contacted. I guess most people find out through their lawyer after the fact. And the reality is most people get indicted, right? Most people, you know, they don't ever have their charges no-billed. So my case was unique in a lot of ways.
So what do you think the response has been, you know, public perception?
Well, it's interesting because I think that the public has been supportive of me and what we've been doing through the Peaceful Streets Project. Most people were pretty happy that I wasn't indicted on a felony, but they were pretty upset that I was indicted on a bunch of misdemeanors and that Norma, who was the one who was assaulted that night, was indicted on resisting arrest, even though it was an illegal arrest. But most people were pretty supportive. One local newspaper did write their article in such a way which it made it look like I was the criminal, and they even put a mugshot up of me.
Wow.
Most people aren't taking that seriously. People are really supportive of us, and people really don't like what's going on with the Austin Police Department.
And speaking of the Austin Police Department, I believe the police chief addressed you directly in a press conference. Is that correct?
Yeah, he issued a press release, and his press release was essentially, well, here you go. You can't go around breaking the law. You know, you're going to be held accountable for it. And he referenced me supposedly failing to obey lawful orders and Norma resisting her illegal arrest. But, of course, he didn't say anything about the fact that he knows that he has two cops that night who lied in their official affidavits, who perjured themselves on the stand, who assaulted two peaceful people who had committed no crime, but he doesn't want to hold them accountable.
Has any action been taken against those two officers?
No. We filed our complaints through the Office of the Police Monitor. We've done everything that we were supposed to do to respect the system, to play by the rules as they've set up, and they've been completely covered for, even though there's glaring evidence of their criminal activity. It's been long decided that they're not going to face any punishment for what they've done. So we'll continue, and we'll go ahead and file lawsuits against them, and we'll continue to engage in direct action to expose them for the criminal acts. But the Thin Blue Line has essentially rallied behind these guys, and they're going to protect them.
Let me ask you this, Antonio. Did you have any prior criminal record?
No. Before New Year's Day 2012, I've never had a negative incident, you know, with regards to law enforcement. Since New Year's Day, I have had multiple instances where cops have gone in my face, pushed me around, and even arrested me.
So, seeing that you have no prior offenses, why do you think that you were indicted on these charges?
Well, I think, this is interesting, and people may disagree, but there was a case here in Austin 2 years ago where a young man named Byron Carter was murdered by cops, and he had done nothing wrong. He was a passenger in a car, and he was leaving downtown, and the cops claimed that the driver of the car had assaulted them with their car, so they had to shoot, and they ended up killing this guy. Well, the driver of the car was not indicted. They took that to the grand jury. He was indicted. And then the police were not indicted for killing this kid. And so all of a sudden, everyone was like, whoa, if no one's been indicted, why is there a dead kid, right? And so I think that they took that lesson and carried it over into this one. And they didn't want to indict me because there's a half dozen witnesses that say the cops lied. Mm-hmm. There's video and there's audio. And there's the proof that the cops lied through his own affidavit. They didn't want to indict the cop, because cops never get indicted in Travis County because the police officers' union is so strong, but they still had to have something. And so that something was misdemeanor indictments, Class C misdemeanor indictments.
Now you said you witnessed the DUI or DWI check stop. Do you know that they're having these more frequently here in Austin, at least around the holiday times, your 4th of July's and so forth? Mm-hmm. They have the no-refusal DUI weekends where you can have your blood drawn without your consent. Now, I do believe they take you to some type of medical clinic or whatnot, but you can have your blood drawn without your consent. What do you think about that?
Well, it's just a perfect example of the police state, right? If they can kidnap you and draw blood out of your system against your will, are you really free? Mm. And the thing about it is the no refusal weekend, that's every single day of the week. They can do that every single day of the week. I had a friend who I was driving with. He was a driver. He got pulled over on Wednesday. It was not no refusal.
Oh, yeah. I know they weekend. Do that. I believe it's year-round in places like San Antonio as well as other places of the U.S., not just Texas.
And Austin. They can get the warrant if they want. And he blew a 0.0, or when they drew his blood against his will, it was a 0.00. You know, and so they dropped it, but they do this to people all the time. And, you know, we don't live in a free nation if you can be kidnapped and you can have your blood drawn against your will.
Exactly. So I had a chance this weekend to meet the police chief himself, Art Acevedo, and we were talking about guns. He was at I don't want to say an anti-gun rally, but a pro-gun restriction rally, I guess you should say. And he was talking about things such as universal background checks. Now, this is a little off topic, but what are your thoughts on, you know, things such as universal background checks, banning high-capacity magazines, and so forth?
Well, what people don't realize is that when they take away your rights to some portions of, you know, your right to defend yourself, is that they're just chipping away at it. And when I was actually arrested for my so-called felony of spitting in a cop's face, I lost my Second Amendment rights. I was trying to get a concealed handgun license, and I lost it. And it wasn't until the grand jury finally came down with their no bill against me on the felony that now I can go ahead and try to finish that process and get my handgun. But they do this with people. If you've had been convicted of a felony, they're going to do it if you end up on some list, just like a no-fly list. Right. They're going to do it if you went to war and you got PTSD. Mm. They're just slowly chipping away until we get to the point where Massachusetts or New York, where the only people who get weapons are politicians,
yes,
the extraordinarily rich, and the criminals who don't abide by the rules.
And I'm glad you mentioned that list, because military veterans are not on that list. And you have military experience yourself, don't you?
That's right. Yeah, I'm a veteran, and it's really sad the government wants the veterans to go overseas and fight wars, to take over resources, to try to control other nations, and then when they come home, all of a sudden they become the enemy. And
right, you're viewed as the new terror threat, veterans, yeah. People who have religion, people who homeschool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're viewed as the new threat.
Right, and the reason that you're a threat is because you are a danger to the government. And even when the government is wrong, it doesn't matter. They don't want anyone who's going to question them. That's why homeschoolers are a threat, because homeschoolers learn to question authority. You know, well, what's the truth? And they're willing to try to dig down and find out what the truth is. They can't have that. They want people who are socialized and indoctrinated through their own government schools.
Exactly. Now, you're involved in homeschooling, correct?
That's right.
Can you tell us a little more about that?
Yeah, so I'm a homeschooling advocate and a consultant. I'm a huge fan of it. I used to be into education reform, school vouchers and charter schools, and then I realized that I could have put my entire life into those endeavors, and all I was going to do was move the needle a little bit and maybe save 10,000 kids' lives. But through homeschooling and other alternatives, we can take tens of millions of kids out of the public school system and improve their lives. So I decided to put my effort behind homeschooling.
Is there any other big issue? And we're getting off topic of your particular case, but what is the big issue to you right now in the United States of America?
Well, for me, a big one is definitely the police state that we live under. And I'm trying to convince people that they don't have to accept what's going on. They don't have to bow down before the police, and they don't have to buy into the rhetoric that the police are here to protect us and that we must listen to them for our own good. I want people to start questioning them, challenging them, recording them, and calling them out. And when they commit crimes, intervening to stop those crimes. Because if we wait too long, it's going to be too late. You know, if just like in Nazi Germany, some people have a problem with references to historical things that happened. But in Nazi Germany, they slowly chipped away at people's rights. Exactly. And then they were putting people in boxcars. And I don't want people to have to wait until then. I want people to start standing up, because there's millions of people who've been victimized in this country because of the corruption within the Thin Blue Line. But that's the big thing for me, homeschooling and police abuse. But in general, anything that promotes liberty, I'm supportive of. Anything that allows people to live freer, more voluntary lives, finding solutions, systems outside of what the government provides, I'm supportive of.
Exactly, exactly. So you've been arrested, you've been brutalized. What tips do you have for somebody, you know, activists? They may see a, you know, act of police corruption, and they want to tape the incident, and they want to speak out on it. What would you recommend to somebody?
Well, the first thing that I always recommend to everyone is to think about it beforehand. So think about it right now as you're listening to this broadcast. Don't wait until the thing happens to say, okay, well, now is an appropriate time for me to do something. And you have to take into account your lot in life, you know. And so between you and me, the two of us, everything being equal, we go out and try to film cops. They're going to hone in on you much quicker just because of your skin color, right? And people who have tattoos, people who are Hispanic, the way people dress. You know, if you have a wife or kids or a mortgage or a job where if you don't show up the next day, you'll get fired. Mm-hmm. All these things are should be taken into consideration when you're trying to figure out, well, what will I do? But assuming that you're willing to go ahead and record the police and try to stand up for people, the number one thing you can do is don't wait until something happens to record. Record the police as soon as they start interacting with someone, because if you try to record after the cop pulls a gun or after the cop assaults someone, you just miss the most important part.
Exactly. Now, Antonio Beeler, I want you to look right there in that camera and give us your final thoughts.
I would just encourage people to stand up to authority, to start questioning, start challenging your friends and family on what their preconceived notions of what structure in society is supposed to be, and try to look for alternative solutions. Try to look for ways to protect and serve and defend one another. If there's a problem in society, figure out, well, is there something I can do to help my neighbor without having to call in the government to help me? And by seeking out alternative solutions and not relying on the people with badges and guns, hopefully we can minimize the abuse of government and empower voluntary communities to do what's best for everyone.
All right. Antonio Beeler, PeacefulStreets.com. Thank you for your time,
Thank you. I appreciate it.
And that's the end of our broadcast. Now, don't forget, Operation Paul Revere is running to the end of this month. You have till April 30th to get your submission in. $115,000 in prizes. Go to Infowars.com for more detail. I'm Shikari Jackson. Thanks to Alex Jones for hosting our news portion, and I'll see you tomorrow night.